This is the Marketing Development Podcast, brought to you by the Marketing Development Academy, the online community designed to help you develop your marketing business, skills, and career by exploring the world of marketing and entrepreneurship. Here is your host, Pete Everett.
Welcome to this episode of the Marketing Development Podcast. My name is Pete Everett, and today I am delighted to be joining you live for the very first time on, well, it's not the first time on Facebook, but it is the first time on YouTube. And there's a reason why I'm doing this. If you're listening to the podcast and you want to see the visual representation of this, or you're catching with the replay, please drop a comment in the comments on either Facebook or YouTube, just saying replay, just so that I can welcome you there as well in the comments. So why have I gone live to do this? Well, today what I want to talk to you about is how we talk with our clients about scaling their businesses. And this is something that we get asked a lot when we run digital agencies, particularly as we start to talk to people about how they what they want from their web project. What does success look like? Because a lot of the time we get told that actually what we want to do by having this new website or this new application or whatever the piece of work is that we want to scale to $1 million or £1 million, and we're currently at £100,000, and that's where we want to go. And rather than just saying, yeah, okay, and carrying on with the project, not really, so I suppose you understand the client's intention, but you haven't really gone through the process of leading them through whether that expectation is realistic, whether it's a good idea for them to scale to that kind of size, or whether actually it's they really need to be adjusting that. Maybe that expectation is too small. I mean, this could go the other way, and you know, that could be easily hit, and what we need to do is set something that's a bit bigger. What we've done is we've come up with a process for having this discussion. Now, in full disclosure, the process that we use, we call it the Circle of Truth, and it sounds really cool. So the reason I've gone live is I have this as a visual, and I'm going to put this up as well. If you're listening to this on the podcast, don't worry about that. I'll talk through it, and hopefully you will be able to visualize it. I will put a copy of this graphic on the show notes. So if you go to peteeverett.com/117, you'll be able to see it. You'll be able to download a copy and all of that kind of stuff. So let me share the screen, and we will, here is the Circle of Truth. So the point of this circle is that it allows us to break down somebody's business or somebody's operation, the operations of their business, into 8 different sections. And these sections work in retrospect of the point that's opposite each section. So they kind of work together. And I'll talk through that in a moment. What we can do with this then is have a very frank workshop with our clients and go through this, and we require them to be honest. So when we send out a project discovery form or something like that to our clients, we ask for a number of bits of information, most of these bits of information that are on here, looking back over the last 12 months of their business. So when they say that they want to reach then £1 million or whatever it might be in 3 years, we can then figure out if that's realistic and what maybe needs to change in their business in order to make that happen. So the very first thing we talk about is their turnover. We need to understand how much money they turn over through their business. So are we going, as I say, from £100 turnover to £1 million turnover? That's a tenfold increase. That's a big old increase. Or are they already at 850,000 and it's not that, you know, it's not that much of an increase. In light of turnover, we then also need to understand how much of that is profit, because turnover is a great figure. It's a great metric, but it's one of those things that people often get sort of lulled into because it's a big number and they love bragging about how much they turn over. Well, actually, you know what? If you're turning over £1 million or $1 million. I'm going to keep on using that as the example in this episode. But then you only make 50,000 at the end of the year. You know what? That's not a great place to be. You might make a loss. I mean, that's the other thing that this process might uncover, that, you know, whatever you're turning over, it's actually costing you more than that to produce it. So you need to look at your business processes to bring that profit in line. Now, this isn't a structure of something like Profit First, where we start to look at percentages or anything like that, but it's to get a flavor of, so how much money are you actually going to make in both in turnover and in profit by scaling your business this way. So we then look at the number of leads that you have. So how many leads did you have into your business in the last 12 months to generate that turnover and therefore generate that profit? And what was the marketing budget that you had in place? And we normally look at marketing budget as a percentage of turnover. Most companies normally budget somewhere between 3% and 5% for marketing. Sometimes it's a little bit more. If it's less than that, then it really is starting to get a little tight. And of course, if we then need to have the discussion of, well, if you view your marketing budget as part of a percentage and you're growing from 100,000, so your marketing budget was £3,000, up to £1 million, then are you then prepared to make your marketing budget 30,000? And that often catches clients off guard, because what happens with that is they normally think of a budget as a monetary figure, not as a percentage. So we try and sort of realign that. So number of leads sits opposite marketing budget. I should have said that turnover sits opposite profit as well. The third thing we then look at is the value of sales. So we all have different price products. So we try and group these, the value of sales, in kind of boundaries. Often when clients have multiple levels of products, we think about how whether those products are kind of low value, mid value, or high value, and if so, what's the makeup of those? So, you know, normally, of course, people sell a lot more low value products than and only a few high value products, but we try and sort of bound that together. There's no hard and fast rules to that one. If I'm being honest, it kind of depends on a client by client, and we figure out the sort of boundaries as we go on the fly. That sits opposite your average order value. So we now know, if we know roughly where your sales sit, we then need to, in the boundaries that they sit, we kind of then need to level that out a little bit. So what's the average order value that you've had in the last 12 months? From that average order value, so value of sales sits opposite average order value. We also then want to know how many customers you actually had in that 12-month period. And so opposite number of customers, we then have the average customer value. So has, you know, on average, do people place more than one order? Do they do a number of small orders and a big order? How does that work out? And then we get an average customer value. So they are the eight elements that make up the circle of truth. I'll just whip round them again. Turnover opposite profit, number of leads opposite marketing budget, value of sales over average order value, and number of customers over average customer value. Once we know that, so that's all looking back over the last 12 months, we can then do some very simple maths to figure out what your business is going to look like in the next 2 years, 3 years, whatever you said, whatever that time frame was to get to that £1 million example. So if we say we're turning over £100,000 pounds at the moment, and we want to grow to £1 million, then we basically have to times all of these numbers by 10. So if you've then had, I don't know, 100 leads come in for that £100,000, and every customer's given you you had 100 leads that came in and you converted 50 of them, let's say. So then that means that you're going to need 1,000 leads. I'm trying to do the maths in my head. 1,000 leads if you're only still going to convert half of them. And you're going to do that by keeping the marketing budget the same. So actually, this is where you start to see people's eyes then start to inflate as you then start to work through the numbers. Because then all of a sudden somebody's thinking, hang on a minute, I've got to process 1,000 leads. I've not got the staff to process 1,000. How am I going to process 1,000 leads? And half, if we're losing half, that's a lot. And the marketing budget's only 3%. So we're going to need to address that. We could then look at, so if you've had 100 leads and you've converted 50 of them, then how about we increase the conversion on those leads so that you don't need 1,000 leads to begin with. We can increase that conversion metric from 50% up to whatever. Alternatively, we can look at saying, right, so in order to hit your £1 million with an average order value of whatever it is, you divide the two together and you can say, so you're going to need to process X many orders. And then again, you get the client sitting in the chair thinking, well, hang on a minute, what is going on here? We've got, I can't process that many orders. I've not got the pipeline for it, or the lead times don't work, or whatever it might be. So you don't need to scale based on this average order value. What we need to do is increase the average order value or increase the average value per customer so you don't need as many customers in order to hit that with fewer orders in order to hit that goal. So that's basically how this circle of truth works. And then what we can do is we can work through all of those pairs. As I say, there's 8 elements to this, all paired up. We can work through each pair, 4 pairs, through a workshop in order to actually put a plan together to say, right, so in 3 years, that's what this looks like. So then we end up with 2 versions of the circle of truth. You've got the statement for the last 12 months, and you've got the statement of what it's going to be like in, let's say, 3 years' time, if that's the time frame that's been agreed. So then what we can do is we can then create 2 more circles, which once you're happy with the way that the final outlook is, you can then create the interim years. So we can then do one for the first year and the second year, obviously on a sliding scale. And that then doesn't only provide the solution to the client of how are they going to scale their business? Where are the challenges going to be? What are the things that they're going to have to consider? It also helps us as an external supplier, firstly, do our due diligence, and secondly, also shape the solution, because we now know that the first solution that we come up with needs to address these set of problems to get to that first year target. And then it may be that things need to change for the second year and things need to change for the third year. And all the way through this, we are then positioning ourselves as the trusted advisor in this role. So we are not just saying that we're a web supplier that's going to provide you with a website, but what we are saying is that we are somebody that can help you with your business. That includes your website, that includes your marketing, that includes your SEO, your pay-per-click, whatever that might be, in order to get these leads in. But more than that, we're not trying to trip you up. We're not trying to set you up for a fail. So that's how the circle of truth works. That's how we do it with our clients. We sometimes offer this as a paid exercise, but sometimes we also do it for free for clients that need our help. I really hope you found that useful and that has helped you. As I said, sometimes we sell this to clients as a paid service, and other times we give this away for free for clients that need it, or for clients where it's suitable for that to be part of the project. And we make it as part of our discovery phase as we're trying to help people solve problems. So I hope you found this useful. Show notes for this episode can be found at peteeverett.com/117. And in the show notes, as I said, will be a link to the Circle of Truth so that you can download a copy and use it yourself. I will see you next week.